Within this old house live two residents. One of them is John Russell, composer, professor. The other has been dead for over 70 years.
Claire, I'd like to talk to you about the house.
Did you die in this house? How did you die?
Whatever it is trying desperately to communicate. What is it in that house, Claire? What is it doing? Why is it trying to reach me?
It's a hand.
Something of the senator's. He wants it back.
Many films will frighten you, but only a few can really terrify you. The Changeling, an experience beyond total fear.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is October the 28th day of Halloween. We are getting close to wrapping it up, and we are almost there. Tonight, I have another guest with me. She is a blogger, a filmmaker, a comic book inker. She's been all over the place. She is somebody that helped get me inspired when I first started Cinema Fromage some 10 years ago. Got me in a lot of the groups with. Her name is Stacey Ponder, the final girl.
Hello.
How are you, Stacey?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on. This is exciting.
No problem. Welcome to Cinema Fromage.
It's about time. I feel like we've both been wandering the internet for long enough now.
I know. So it's been 10 years of us every once in a while sporadically emailing each other, hey, what? How's this idea sound? Yeah, that sounds good.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. We're the old crew at this point.
I know. So. That's scary, isn't it?
It is. We're the wise elders.
There you
right?
go.
We can tell the elders how it is.
We've had the Bloody Good Horror site running long enough now that we have a new whole new crew of writers and stuff that we have to call the new class because there is a definite line.
Wow, that's frightening.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe I'm dead. Maybe I died already and I just don't even know it. You know, that's the way it feels sometimes.
Yeah,
it's been so long.
I agree with you. So, Stacey, it's getting close to Halloween. You got any big plans for the holiday?
No, I don't. Because while I love Halloween, obviously, and it's the best time of the year, it's not that much different than the other 364 days of the year.
I know, that becomes a problem when you get old.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, I love it. I love the season. I love that horror movies are everywhere. And, you know, you can go to CVS and buy a bag of eyeballs. Like, I love it. I love it so much. But it's not so different from every other night. So.
Yep. You got anything you're going to be planning on tucking in and watching any horror movies or anything on the big night?
I think so. I've been doing, on Final Girl, I've been doing my annual Shocktober.
Right.
So this month I've been watching and reviewing every day a movie that is currently available on Netflix that I have yet to see. Yeah. So I've got to do that through the end of the month. So I'll definitely be watching something brand new on Halloween. So that should be interesting.
As a big Netflix fan myself, that's a hell of a challenge, because while there is a lot of good horror stuff out there on Netflix, there's a lot of bad stuff too.
Oh my gosh, there's so much. And I find that I'm really prejudicial, because they all look the same.
Oh yeah.
You know, they've got the terrible computerized covers where it's like a girl with white eyes and she's going, like, all right, what's that going to be about? You know,
the floating heads on the disc cover and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. So I've just worked through that and just give things a chance. And I've actually only had a handful of real stinkers.
Oh, that's so good. Because I know you're a lot like me, just from following your blog over the years, that you've watched a lot of everything. So it's got to be, sometimes it's got to be hard to narrow down, I would think.
Yes, yeah. There's a lot on there that I've already seen, even if I haven't actually reviewed it formally. I've still watched it, you know. So now I'm down to the like from 2015, the crappy looking. I mean, you know, whatever. It takes a lot to make a horror movie.
This was too bad for Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, stuff I just wouldn't normally go for, but now I'm forcing myself, which is always the best way to watch a movie.
Oh, isn't it?
just force yourself to do it.
Yeah, there's no better way to set the mood.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh God, I have to watch this movie, and I just don't feel like it. But I've discovered some real gems also, so it's been good.
Where can our listeners find your blog out there so they can check out your Shocktober?
Oh, it's finalgirl.blogspot.com.
There you go. Definitely check that out, listeners, because it's a treat and you'll enjoy it. So, you're welcome. Aside from the Netflix Shocktober stuff, is there a certain horror flick that you have to make sure you get in for the holiday? Halloween doesn't count.
Halloween is, like, obviously it's a classic of classics and a favorite. But at this point, it's like, I don't know that I can watch Halloween again. You know, like, I've just seen it so many times that I practically have it memorized. And I love it, but I don't know.
Exactly. I watched.
So I don't know.
Just last night, I was looking around, and I kind of had an itch for Halloween, but not actual Halloween, so I watched Halloween Resurrection, because that's one of the ones I'd only seen, like, once. So it's still worked better that way. Of course, there's a reason I only saw it once, but...
Yeah, I've only seen that one once, and I remember being so angry within the first, like, 15 minutes after a certain something happens that...
Yeah.
The rest of it could have been amazing, and I probably would have hated it anyway, but it has a bit of, that's the one with, like, Busta Rhymes, right? And Tyra Banks.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Katie Sackhoff, I was surprised to find out.
Yes. Yep.
I forgot she was in it.
Like, I'm like, this movie has Busta Rhymes and Katie Sackhoff. How am I not going to enjoy it?
Right.
But it's just, I mean, life is short, you know?
And they also have, Netflix has Halloween 6 on there, but that's another one, like the original one, because that's the Paul Rudd one. I've watched that so many times, it's hard to watch again.
Yeah, the 5-6 and Resurrection just, they don't really work well for me, but, so, I try to go more supernatural, I guess, for Halloween. Like, that kind of feels appropriate for me, like haunted houses and ghosts and things like that versus movies, I guess. So, can't go wrong with, like, the haunting thing.
Right.
The original, of course.
Yeah, I'm feeling an itch for The Changeling here soon, myself.
Yeah, I just watched that not too long ago. I'd forgotten how good it is.
Yeah, that's a great movie, but it's funny because I tried to show it to my 15-year-old daughter. Just not quite the same effect.
Yes, yeah. If somebody's not feeling it, it's got to be really a goofy movie.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so a ball went down the stairs, so how is that scary?
Exactly. She does not understand why when the ball rolls down the stairs, I had to get up and turn the lights on.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, big deal. It's a ball. Okay, that's cool. Oh, come on. But it's scary.
There's some good stuff out there. Have you seen Crimson Peak yet?
I have not. I've been dying to.
Yeah, that's.
I've heard mixed.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's not so much a horror movie. There's horror elements to it, but it's really good. It fits that supernatural mold pretty well.
Yes. So, yeah, I think it's probably a case of being mismarketed, as usual.
Oh, so. Totally. Yeah. And, you know, because as well as I do, Del Toro's got a very distinct flavor to his ghost movies, so it's not going to be like other ghost stories, so you have to be prepared for that going in, because it's very much a Del Toro story.
Yes, if you're expecting a James Wan-flavored ghost story, you're probably going to be disappointed.
Exactly. You
know? But that gothic look, that's what Halloween feels like to me, is, you know, gothic, like the old Hammer horror movies.
Oh, yeah. Just stuff
that seems to be the vibe for me.
Nice. So there's some great Hammer stuff. I've been doing a deep dive on Hammer over the last couple of years, and there's some great stuff to get in there for the holidays, so...
Yes,
Myself have been going back to the original. I've been binging on the old original Universals here lately.
Oh, nice.
Yeah
stuff like that. That feels more Halloween to me than, like, Saw 3.
Yeah.
You know, it just... Okay. I mean, whatever works for you is fine, but...
Right.
I like spooky for Halloween, I guess.
Yeah. And just before I got on here, I got to watch one of the probably best ever. I watched Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
So, nice.
Still great.
Classic. Yep. Still works.
Okay, still works. So now we'll go into the deep hard-hitting questions. Halloween candy.
Halloween candy.
What's your must have?
You know, I enjoy a Mounds.
Oh, nice.
I enjoy a Mounds. Yeah. I'm cuckoo for coconuts, so that always works for me.
Yeah, I like Mounds, but I'm always more of an Almond Joy person myself.
I see. I mean, sometimes you feel like a nut.
Yeah.
Mounds, Reese's Pieces are always good. I'm not into, like... I mean, I want the chocolate.
Yeah.
You know, I want the chocolate bars in some form. When it's candy, like lollipops, you know, get those away from me.
Yeah.
Don't come near me with raisins.
Oh,
you
no.
You know, It's Halloween. Come on.
Exactly. That's a sin for Halloween. No raisins or toothbrushes.
Right. Exactly. I wake up with a stomach ache, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm much the same way. I got to have that chocolate because, like, the Smarties and stuff, sweet tarts, things like that just don't quite do it for me.
Yeah, that was always the most depressing thing is when there's, like, three dum-dums left in the bottom of.
Yep.
You know, like pineapple and some other gross flavor. It's like, oh, Halloween is over.
And mystery flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing that quite beats, though, that time when you're sitting there, like, on Halloween night, like, 1 a.m, finishing off some black and white movie, and you can feel, like, the sugar buzz starting to kick in, and you can't tell if you're going to go to sleep or throw up.
That is living large, for sure. Quite literally, sometimes, yes.
Where do you fall on the candy corn spectrum?
I like candy corn. Good. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's disgusting. It's kind of... I mean, I realize that it's just, like, plastic with sugar in it.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it. But I'm a candy corn purist. I don't like the one with the chocolate on top.
Oh, yeah. Now they've got different flavors. They got pumpkin spice and caramel.
Yeah, no. Just give me straight up original, like the lower quality, the better. You know, like the stuff that's like 89 cents for a 3-pound bag. Like that's my jam.
I got a bag at the Dollar Tree the other day. I was happy boy.
Exactly. I don't need gourmet candy corns. Just, you know, just now, crap.
What about the pumpkins that are just like candy corn?
I enjoy the pumpkins. I have to admit.
There's something about biting through that extra thickness. It's kind of like when you get the Reese's pumpkins that are filled with extra peanut butter. It's over the peanut butter cup.
Yeah, and it's like I feel my body cry out for insulin, but I just can't help it. They're so good.
Oh, I know.
They're so good.
Those are the worst, though, because it's candy corn in those pumpkins. You get too far, you know it. It's like when you've had that one beer too many, you know you've gone too far over the line.
Oh, absolutely. And then you can't help but reach for one more. You know?
Right.
I mean, they're just so gross. Like, you eat one and your teeth just like feel like they're wearing little sweaters.
Yes.
Like they just coat your teeth with grossness and but they're so good.
Oh, they're yes. So good. Okay, so growing up, do you have a favorite costume that stands out in your memory?
I think my costumes have always been kind of lame. Honestly. Like it's one of those things. I mean, when I was growing up, it was like the Ben Cooper years.
Right.
Which kids today just don't understand what a joy it was to go into the department store and they were all hanging from the ceiling like lifeless husks, you know?
Yes.
And you'd pick one out and just, you know, if you were lucky, the eye holes were okay, so they didn't cut you.
Right.
And you were just sweating, and you were flammable, and just, they were terrible, but they were so great. But my probably...
My Ben Cooper years were definitely the years where you get the mask that looked like something like the character, and then the body of it just had a picture of the character. So yes. It was an actual costume.
I think my favorite one was I was a stormtrooper, like a Star Wars stormtrooper. And yeah, it had the picture of a stormtrooper on the costume itself. But that one, I probably wore the mask until it fell apart in April or something because it was just so awesome. But yeah, my biggest costume memory is when I was in first grade, we had our little party and I dressed as the Incredible Hulk. It was Ben Cooper. Yeah, it was the Ben Cooper Incredible Hulk costume, and I got a stomach bug or something and I barfed in the middle of the classroom, like at the party. And yeah, it was, so that's like honestly my biggest Halloween memory is that year, because I had to go home and like I could only hand out candy because I was sick, so I didn't get to go trick-or-treat.
That's
totally ruined my costume. It was terrible.
That's a way to bring it down, Stacy. That's a
I
sad
know. It really is. It really, that's like my best Halloween memory, you know, in a strange way, just because it's so terrible.
Now, did you grow up in an area where you always had to wear like your snowsuit underneath your costume or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's New England, so it was. Either or. Like, it was either fine or it was frigid.
Yep.
So there was a lot of, like, wearing sweaters and stuff underneath the costume and just feeling like a giant plastic potato, you know? But what are you going to do? Or when you had to wear the coat over your costume.
Like, yeah, then you had to flash everybody to show them what you were.
yeah, so lame, but so great. So
All
good.
All right, Stacy, I think that about covers. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
You too. Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Definitely. We'll have to do that this again sometime here soon.
Right. Exactly. For sure.
So tell our listeners out there, you told us it was finalgirl.blogspot.com. Are you on social media at all?
I'm kind of on Facebook under my name, Stacy Ponder. If you just Google Final Girl, most of my stuff comes up. And I have a personal website with artwork and all that and all my links and everything, and that is at stacyponder.rocks. Which I love. So yeah.
Oh, and I was looking at your blog earlier today and I saw that you had the Friday the 13th death illustrations that you did.
Yes.
Years ago. Those they're still hilarious.
Yeah, I drew every death in the Friday the 13th film series in chronological order. So it was a fun little project for sure.
I'm sure it was.
Figures and stuff. It's awesome.
All right, then. Yeah. Well, again, that's Stacy Ponder, the final girl. And ladies and gents, join us again tomorrow for day 29 here at Cinema Fromage. Until next time, we will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Just like me anyway. I ain't paying you to be Michael Myers. I'm playing Michael Myers. If them kids come around and see us dressed up in the same shit, you're gonna ruin the whole effect. God damn it. The hell is wrong with you? I said, what you looking at me like that for? Huh? You don't get it? You don't get it? Your shit ain't working up there or something? You need to take your ass in the back of the garage with Nora. That's your job. Go back there with Nora and help her ass out. Go do your job. I left the back door unlocked for your ass to go out the back into the garage. That's what I did. You need to get the hell out of here. Get out, scoot, skedaddle. Get the fuck out of Dodge. God damn. What the hell somebody gotta do to get a little decent help up in this motherfucker?